B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A South Florida man is accused of pouring beer into an alligator's mouth after enticing the reptile to bite his arm that his friend had caught. Timothy Jean Kepke was charged with unlawfully taking an alligator. Another man, Noah Osborne, was charged with the same crime.
How big was this alligator?
You know, it's a good question. I don't really know. Officials from the Florida Fish and Wildlife say they received a complaint about the two men. I'm going to guess it's not
small.
Real big.
Yeah.
A video showed Kepke holding the alligator and tempting it to bite his right forearm.
Yeah, because it was like an 11-foot alligator, it would be a different issue.
After being bitten, Kepke allegedly poured beer into the alligator's mouth, causing the reptile to act aggressively. The pair then released the alligator. Authorities went to Kepke's home, where he told officers he was the man in the video.
I gave the beer to the alligator.
Despite issued arrest warrants for Kepke and Osborne, they arrested both men on Thursday.
I also smoked hash with a raccoon.
Reptile breeder Brian Gundy had just given a talk at an animal presentation on Saturday in downtown San Jose. While going to get his car parked on the second level of the garage, he left his snakes and lizards in boxes and a bag in a no parking zone. When he returned for his critters, he made a grim discovery. He said, as I was loading up my gear, I realized the bag that had my four pythons and blue skink lizard inside was gone, and they were just there seconds ago. Gundy had seen several people walk by his equipment, so he ran after them but couldn't catch up, and he doesn't think that they knew what was inside.
Is a skink lizard poisonous?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We used to catch skinks when I lived in the Carolinas. If the thieves were surprised by the contents of the bag, Gundy worries about that the pythons, three ball pythons and a baby albino caramel Burmese python, and the blue-tailed skink could have been tossed into a dumpster or otherwise abandoned. Yeah, he said, it's very upsetting for me, even though there is quite a bit of money involved in this loss.
Were they wearing snake tags?
My biggest concern is the safety of these animals. He notes that the thieves probably had no idea how to care for a snake, but the stolen animals were worth about $5,000, according to the breeder.
Wow.
Yeah, a box containing a tegu lizard and a nice chest with a 13-foot Burmese python inside were not taken, and he has filed a police report. Can you imagine? You stole a bag, which you think you don't know what's in it.
Bag full of snakes.
And you open up, it's a bag full of snakes.
Can you microchip a snake? Like the way you would do a dog?
Oh, no.
And a cat?
Not sure.
Huh.
A Texas man survived shooting himself in the heart with a nail gun.
Oh!
Why did he do that?
Yeah. This guy named Aaron, he didn't want his last name provided, said to a news station that the accident happened on September 3rd. He said, I've used that gun for 20 years.
And never shot myself in the heart once.
The carpenter and furniture maker said he was doing framework when the hose of his nail gun got stuck.
Yeah.
When he moved it, the nail gun shot a 3-inch nail into his heart. He said It was about a foot from me, probably, when it went off, and the nail went all the way into the head.
Oh, dear.
He said, I reached down and pulled the nail out.
No.
Put my hand up and thought, I'm going to die. Yeah, you're not supposed
to. Did we learn nothing from John Wick?
Yeah, you don't do that. A coworker saw Aaron's eyes begin to roll back in his head as he frantically called 911. The coworker dialed 911 dispatchers. He said, I was walking around, and I heard him go, ow. And then I came back.
I just shot myself in the heart with a nail.
What happened, Ed?
I shot myself in the heart with a nail.
He said...
I pulled it out. Now I'm bleeding to death.
He said, I came back and he said he shot a framing nail right into his chest. Right.
You sure it was a framing nail?
To his heart area. He also called Aaron's wife, Liz, who was working in the trauma center at Memorial Hermann Health Hospital.
You dummy.
He says... it was clear when Aaron arrived that he was in bad shape.
Uh-huh.
Trauma medical director Dr. Timothy Hodges said that the surgery was especially difficult because he knew the guy and the wife. But Aaron is expected to make a full recovery.
How does that happen? I mean, you got a nail punctured through your heart.
Yeah. Yep. A New Zealand... Oh, this is terrible. Terrible story.
I don't like it already.
But it's pretty wild, man. A New Zealand college student fell down the stairs and was trampled to death at an out-of-control house party.
Oh, my God.
Sophia Cristani was fatally crushed Saturday night at a packed house near the University of Otago when a crowd on a staircase was shoved and collapsed on top of each other. So there were just loads of people on the staircase.
And somebody, they fell forward.
Somebody at the top got pushed. It caused a chain reaction. She was at the bottom. And it killed her.
Killed her.
Yeah. According to a witness, they said they started to fall backwards. And when the people at the top started falling, it was kind of like dominoes. Everybody went down and the people at the bottom of the stairs just ended up in a pile. She was found unresponsive at the bottom. The witness said, I just thought she was unconscious like everyone else.
You're getting crushed.
Several people carried her across the room to emergency responders who attempted to resuscitate her. That's a terrible, terrible story. All right, something lighter. How about this? A man in Clearwater, Florida. So a Florida man.
Yeah, okay. Now this is good stuff. It's always good stuff.
Is, yes.
Florida man. Florida man.
Is facing aggravated assault charges after he pulled out a machete on a woman because she refused to date him.
Well, that should work.
That should change her mind, right?
Yeah.
Clearwater police arrested...
Wait a second, a machete. I like this guy.
Arrested Leonard Thomas. Police say Thomas and the victim were arguing when he became angry because she wouldn't
date... Would a machete change her mind?
She wouldn't date him. Thomas pulled the machete from a sheath on his belt and raised it toward the victim and said, I'll cut you up.
Oh, my God.
The victim ran away.
You know what? He's a romantic at heart.
Yeah. The victim ran away and called police. After his arrest, Thomas refused to cooperate and yelled obscenities at the responding officers.
Was it my approach?
Thomas was heavily intoxicated at the time, according to the
report. He was binge drinking, Preston.
And
he should have been attracted to her.
Most women find that attractive.
They didn't mention machetes in that study.
He was arrested on $5,000 bond, and he remains behind bars.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Voight Music Center in Wisconsin says last month one of their employees saw a man walk in, wander around, and then he grabbed one of their flutes and shoved it down his pants.
Man, that's a different way to play it.
He put it behind him, not in front of it, so he shoved it down into his butt area. The employee approached
him. Listen to this.
He told her that he always keeps his flute in his pants, and she removed the flute and noticed the store's price tag still on the flute. The man fled, and the flute was safe. The store posted video of the man walking around the store with the flute clearly visible, sticking up from the back of his pants.
Wow.
They wrote on Facebook, we find it asinine that somebody would try to steal a flute from us so blatantly.
Asinine, I get it.
But, B-U-T-T, we have to ask the question, what do we do with this tainted flute? Well, so you know what they did? They turned it into a lamp, and now it's a display in the front window.
That's great.
Voight Music writes that the man who drove away with a woman in a late model brown blazer-like truck is still at large.
Just put a flute up my ass.
Authorities say a Pennsylvania homeowner who heard someone singing inside his home found a naked man drinking milk in his kitchen.
How are you?
Erie police say the homeowner heard the singing around 3 a.m. on Monday.
Hey, milk does a body good.
He grabbed his pistol, went to investigate, and soon found the man sitting on the kitchen floor.
I love milk.
Naked, drinking milk. The homeowner called police, and the man was taken into custody. It wasn't clear how he entered the home or how long he had been in the residence. No injuries were reported.
Any explanation as to why he was there?
No, the man's name has not been released. Authorities have not filed any charges against him so far, but they say the investigation is ongoing. A 12-year-old Michigan boy is recovering from second-degree burns after being set ablaze in what is being described as a social media challenge. Tabitha Cleary said that her son, Jason, clearly suffered second-degree burns to his chin, chest, and stomach after he was set on fire at a friend's house. She said, I just want everybody to know these challenges or whatever you're watching on YouTube is not worth risking your life. My son got burned second-degree, and it could have been much worse. Her son's injuries are thought to be due to the fire challenge.
What is the fire challenge?
Children pour a flammable liquid, like rubbing alcohol on themselves, and then ignite it.
It's quite a challenge.
You kind of don't need social. I set myself on fire when I was probably in eighth grade on purpose.
Well, we did that, too. Yeah. I do remember doing that. Cleary said, though, that she heard her son screaming outside after his friend brought him to the door on his bicycle. Jason said that his burns came from the second fire of the day sparked by nail polish remover. He said the first time it was like a tiny fire, then they swatted it off. The second time it engulfed and they kept spraying it on me.
That's my friends, by the way, folks.
His parents rushed him to the hospital. Police confirmed that they are investigating the matter but would not comment any further on it. Let's see. In Pittsburgh, a man is behind bars after allegedly causing a fire that destroyed multiple porta-potties.
I'm going to burn these bastards down.
Pittsburgh police.
These things are full of poop.
Found a man sitting
in disgrace
in the area. The criminal complaint says that he told police as he was sitting there, "I didn't start it on purpose."
It was an accident?
No, it's according to him. The fire destroyed and damaged 7 toilets. The porta potties that had caught fire melted to the ground. The owners estimate the damage cost about $6,400. Police allegedly found a lighter on the side.
I've got to do something.
Identified as Kevin Bankhead.
Kevin Bankhead.
Yeah, Bankhead is now in the Allegheny County Jail. Minehead. Oh, I love this story. So a woman accused of shoplifting from a Big Lots in Florida sent deputies on a wild chase Thursday night after she climbed into the store's ceiling when she heard they were on the way, and she stayed there for more than 6 hours.
6 hours up in the ceiling.
Up in the ceiling.
And eluding the police?
Yeah.
She was just crawling around?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
So the store's manager called authorities after Christina Perkins took an entire cart of merchandise into the women's restroom and used garbage cans as a makeshift barricade. The manager called 911, and this is around 7:30 in the evening, and yelled to Perkins that deputies were on the way. Deputies arrived, along with the fire department, for backup, and they saw Perkins several times as they removed the tiles from the ceiling, but they say she ignored their commands to give up and kept moving throughout the store.
She's like that cat, that meme of the cat with the head poking out through
ceiling
the ceiling.
Cat.
Ceiling cat, yeah.
The store was evacuated as authorities searched for Perkins, with the fire department using ladders and a thermal imaging system to aid in their search.
We're going home now. Okay.
During the search, one deputy located Perkins' purse in the ceiling and found a spoon with a white residue on it.
Oh, boy.
Later identified as morphine, and there were three syringes inside. Now, the search for Perkins was called off around 12:20 in the morning. They said, screw this.
They just locked her in?
And so they left one deputy inside the store for surveillance. Well, she climbed out of the ceiling and down a stack of shelves about 1:40. So, Steve, it was like, we're leaving now.
Yeah, goodbye.
See you later. And sure enough, she climbed down. They arrested her when she reached the ground, and she was...
You got to give it to her, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scurrying.
By the way, you ever been to a Big Lots?
No.
I have, yeah.
I love them.
Are they? So, what are they, basically like Costco's or BJ's?
No. It's like a discount store.
Yeah. And it's a department store, so there's all kinds of different things.
Oh, is there?
Things.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, is there one around here?
You can get anything from bubble makers to patio furniture.
Yeah. There's one in East Martin.
All right.
Yep. All right. And then, all right, we'll end with this one because I like this one, too. Actually, I got a bunch of them. I'll save some of these for tomorrow. According to police, a man has robbed a Circle K using a pointy stick. So the suspect went into the Circle K with a sharpened wooden stick. Police say the suspect threatened...
Yeah, it's a stick, all right, and it's pointy.
...to stab the Circle K attendant. Next, the suspect began filling
a
bag that he had with various cigarette packs. He then snatched 2 30 packs of beer before leaving the store.
How big was this stick?
I don't know, but he was 5'9" tall and weighed about 170 pounds, has black hair, brown eyes, and arm and neck tattoos. Hey, if I saw a dude with neck tattoos and a pointy stick, I might be scared too.
Here are your cigarettes.
If anyone
now get up in the ceiling.
Has any information, they need to call police.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.